Hey everybody, it's Alan from Southern Ghost Stories. Hey, I wanted to take a minute to invite you all out to our big events on Memorial Day weekend. I'm not sure if you heard, but we have four big events lined up in Middle Tennessee. Everybody knows how challenging 2020 was. And a lot of these historic venues and places and restaurants, just everybody's really struggling. I was talking to a director at one historical site and they told me they were down 75% from 2019. I talked to a friend of mine who runs another historic site, and they told me they were down 90%. So we're trying to find a way to give back to these sites and places, and we're going to donate all the money raised for these ghost hunts and paranormal investigations, and we're just going to give it all back to these venues. So people are itching to get out. I'm getting messages and bombarded, hey, where can we go investigate? I want to go ghost hunting. Well, I've lined up four locations for Memorial Day weekend, and we're giving all the money back to them. So it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. On Thursday night, May 27th, we're going to be at the City Cafe in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, the City Cafe, it's the oldest restaurant in Tennessee. It's also one of the most haunted places in Murfreesboro. They say there's a lady there who kind of moves around, and I actually picked up an EVP there back last year. So it's a real cool place to investigate. I actually did an investigation back there in December, and everyone who came had a really good time. We're keeping it small, down to 25 people. And we're going to take a ghost tour of Murfreesboro when it's all over. On May 28th, the next night, Friday, we're going to the Buchanan Log House in Donelson, Tennessee. It's built in 1807, and supposedly the spirit of Lucinda haunts the home. Now, there's also children who supposedly play around upstairs in one of the bedrooms. I actually had an experience there a while back. I was upstairs kind of checking things out and noticed a matchbox car was sitting on the bed. So I went downstairs and talked to the caretaker, and she was telling me, oh yeah, there's a car upstairs that they play with. The other day, it was under the bed. Well, I told her that I found it on top of the bed, and she said, oh, well, I guess they've been playing with it and moved it around. But that's on Friday night, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. We're going to have a special guest investigators, one of the members of the Bench Breaking Broads, a local group in Nashville who investigated the house several times, will be there to help us. On May 29th, Saturday night, we're going to the Robertson County Museum in Springfield, Tennessee. Now, that's a really cool property. The thing is, back in the 19th century, it was an old hotel. It was called the Ragsdale Hotel. But before it closed, the city bought it and turned it into a sanitarium. So you don't really know what happened, what kind of experiments they did on people and what went wrong or what happened to those people. But anyway, that was torn down in the early 20th century. They built a post office there. Well, now it's a museum, and they see all kind of weird things go on there. Downstairs is the war room. They hear a drum beating. They had display cases get moved in the middle of the night. They've heard noises, and people have heard their names being called. Upstairs, they told me a lady heard a typewriter in one of the rooms that they used for storage. So it's a really cool location, and there's a lot of artifacts there, so you don't really know if something's been attached to something or just what's there. But that's in Springfield on May 29th. Now, the main event on May 30th, Sunday night, we're going to be at the Sumner County Museum in Gallatin. And that's also a really cool property. That place, the location it sits on was the kitchen for Trousdale Place, which was the home of the former governor of Tennessee when he was younger. Well, also they had slaves. So you don't really know what was there and what happened there. It was also a campground for Union soldiers during the Civil War. But the big story there is supposedly there's a mannequin on the third floor. Weird things happen with her. People who work in the building say that she watches them, or they swear they see her move. Just weird things like that. They hear noises and voices and things like that in there. But the coolest story about the Sumner County Museum, I was doing a book signing for the Ghost of Gallatin book 2 years ago, and someone came up to me and said, hey, did you hear about the event at the museum? And I hadn't, so I said, what happened? They said that someone walked over to the mannequin with a rosary, and it fell apart in their hands. So that was kind of weird. About an hour later, someone else came up to me and said, hey, you're about the mannequin at the museum. So I played dumb, and they told me the same story. So it's a really cool place, and I'm really curious to see what happens to that mannequin when we get in there Sunday night. So every event is going to be a lot of fun. Everything's affordable. I think tickets are around $30. After the event at the museum in Sumner County, we're going to go for a Gallatin ghost tour. I'm going to take everybody around the square, and we'll talk about the history of the hauntings of the square there. So it's kind of a short little podcast, but I hadn't really had time to get out the word and tell you guys what we're doing. But It's going to be a lot of fun Memorial Day weekend. I hope you come check it out. All the information is located on the Southern Ghost Stories Facebook page or the Tennessee Hauntings Facebook page. If you haven't joined the Tennessee Hauntings Facebook page, a lot of cool stuff's going on there. It's up to, I think, 9,200 people, and it's only 4 or 5 months old. So it's an exciting group to be a part of, and it's growing really fast. So please come out and join us Memorial Day weekend. All the ticket information is on Eventbrite or on the Southern Ghost Stories or Tennessee Hauntings Facebook page. All the events are limited. I think 30 is the most we're going to have on either night, and all the tickets are fairly affordable. So please come join us, and we'll see you guys probably next week in a brand new episode. Have a good weekend, guys. Thank you.